Hi, Dawn. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to check. So Sean's apartment is it bed bugs or roaches? What are we working with?
Both,
Both.
both.
Okay. And right now you are the only caregiver working in the home?
There's three of us,
And they're all coming in still?
yeah, there's only three of us that will come in.
And they're aware of the situation.
Yep.
Okay, so those are the three, Vivian, Vitalia, and yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so Vivian and Vitalia know that about the bug situation, and they've still continued to go in. I just want to make sure because I don't want to get
Correct.
any
Yep.
authorizations and then not be able to.
Let's put it this way. We saw two bed bugs throughout the past 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And we saw tiny baby roaches, maybe five or six of them in the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because the neighbor, well, a couple of months ago, he had a caregiver come in, and I literally saw a bed bug crawling out of the girl's bag while it was sitting there. I was like, and I tried to grab it, and the sucker was too fast.
Yeah.
And that's
That's
the one
how
I
it
thought I caught.
goes. All right.
And also, the neighbors moved out about 2 weeks ago, and they ripped up the carpets in there. And ever since then, it's been seeing more
Yeah.
like the roaches. So, yeah.
All right. So
Yeah.
did
It
you,
was.
so for the schedule, once you move over to us, do you need anything staffed, or are the three of you able to work it out?
When are they going to move him over?
Well,
That's the thing.
that's what I'm trying. I just want to make sure that we're going to be able to do everything. So UPMC is aware that all three of you are fully compliant. They need to confirm it with Sean and Nicholas, and that was the last communication we had with them yesterday.
And you have to confirm it with Vivian and
Yeah.
Vitalia because.
Well, I need to let them know. Yeah, we don't have a start date yet. So as soon as we know when the
Right.
auth is coming in, we will reach out to everybody and give them the date. We have all three of you are ready to go.
Yes.
I have Vivian working Monday through Thursday, 11 p.m. to 9 a.m. I have work 9 to 4 on Monday, 11 to 9. Okay, 9, 9, 9. Okay, everything is covered. All right, beautiful. Okay, so
What is the weekend schedule for?
the weekend I have you as 12 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. is Vitalia every other weekend and Dawn other weeks. Oh, so Dawn, you're going to be working the overnight and then again 11 p.m. to 9 a.m. I'm sorry, that's 11 p.m. Never mind. All right,
I'm
and then
here, I think,
Sunday
11
is
p.m.
9 a.m.
Friday night.
to 11 a.m. and you're going to be doing the Who's going to be working Sundays from 11 until and overnight Sunday?
I think Vivian comes in that night. She comes in Sunday night.
Yeah.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so why isn't that on the schedule? Okay.
Now, is there an is there is Does Vitalia have an overnight too?
Vitalia has No. I have Vitalia as 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Monday, off on Tuesday, and then Wednesday 4 to 11, Thursday 4 to 11, Friday 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then every other weekend.
Right.
Yeah, 9 to 11, but I don't have And then Sunday is Vivian overnights.
Okay. All right. Because we might have to make this happen after he gets back from, they're going to have to put him in the nursing home this weekend, because I'm actually waiting for my grandson to be here. And I got to jump in the shower. And they know today is my only day off.
All right.
Calling and texting me. If they put him into the Silver Lake nursing home, it's only 3 to 5 minutes away from me. I can always run in there throughout the day and check in on him. Plus, I'll be running over to his house to bag up the rest of the stuff that has to be done for the treatment that they're supposed to come on the 11th. I think it's the 11th, yeah.
Okay. I actually have Vivian's schedule as 40 hours Monday through Thursday, not Sunday nights. Do you...
Oh, usually she comes in Sunday night at 11.
All right, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to talk to everybody and see about that. All right. And so if UPMC calls, just confirm that everything's better. Everything's like all the paperwork is done. All the caregivers are ready and they can send the awesome at the earliest convenience. Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Dawn. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.